Hi, everybody, and welcome back to yet another bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for supporting the channel. Thanks for being part of this adventure as we try to fight back against the misinformation war being spewed out by the lying mainstream media, the lying politicians, the lying celebrities, the lying commentators. So many of them. And then there's us. But I wanted to talk to you about the overt hypocrisy of some of those currently grandstanding over the climate, so-called climate crisis issue. And there's two people that struck my that got my attention. Prince Charles is one of them. Prince Charles, who has been to the fore in telling us that, look, we have to make fundamental change for the better. Okay, let's start with you, Prince Charles, shall we? Because in the last 2 weeks, Prince Charles has clocked up, in terms of jets and helicopters, 16,000 miles, costing the taxpayer £280,000 and emitting 162 tons of CO2. That's what Prince Charles is doing, even as he lectures us. He's private, as you saw, he flew by private jet to Rome for the G20, and then he flew back by private jet as well, back to the UK. He doesn't travel steerage class, so to speak. But he's expecting you, whilst he flies around in luxury and doesn't give up any of the advantages that come with his privileged position, he's expecting you to turn the heat down a bit, stop traveling, don't be so selfish. And this is Prince Charles. This is why I've rapidly cooled to the royal family. I have major issues in terms of supporting a future King Charles. Of course, we know that not all King Charleses ended well, did they? I'm not sure, though, that King William would be much better. But so we've Prince Charles, an arch hypocrite. And then at the same time, we've got Joanna Lumley. Now, Joanna Lumley has, as you know, been lecturing young people that in order to save the planet, they need to maybe cut back and indeed potentially stop foreign travel. And she feels that this is the right thing for them to do. How dare she? To channel my inner Greta Thunberg. How dare she say that? This is a woman who's made endless TV programs on her Trans-Siberian journey, her journey to Japan, her journey. This woman's done travel programs, traveling all around the world. And now she's at an age, because she's done it all, she can now sit back and say, yeah, listen, kids, you don't need to be doing the things that I did. You can watch my programs. That's probably good enough for you. And I think this is a hypocrisy. We've seen it all the way through COVID. The unspeakable hypocrisy of the political and celebrity class. And now we see exactly the same hypocrisy over COVID, over COP26. I mean, actually, it's not a very big journey from COVID-19 to COP26. And that's exactly where we are at the moment. We're just seeing more of the same awful hypocrisy from these globalists. And that's what they are. I mean, these are the people who have no intention of giving up their wealth. Take Joe Biden. Joe Biden arrived at the G20 conference in Rome in an 85 car. I think it was an 85 car. Procession of vehicles. 85 cars, including some of the monster cars that he was in. And this is the guy that's lecturing people to save the planet. And I'm sure when he arrives at the at COP26, he'll be in a similar cortege of, again, vast numbers of cars. And how many aircraft were involved in this? And indeed, for that matter, how many hundreds of private jets are going to be zooming in to Glasgow to take these hypocrites to their conference over the next couple of weeks so they can grandstand and lecture the rest of us? I'm sick of it. I mean, I have no intention. absolutely will pay no attention to what they say. My mind will absolutely not be changed by their unscientific garbage rhetoric, by their hysterical nonsense, and neither should yours, of course. These people do not have our good intentions at heart, folks. That's the problem. These people, I think, every bit as malevolent as the COVID-19 crowd. They want to impose a new order upon our society. They want to change our lives forever. They want to make our lives much poorer forever. But their lives will be fine. So just as they're the people who don't have to wear the masks, but you do, well, they're the people who can travel by private jet, but you can't. And that's ultimately, when you cut down to the chase of it, this is about opening up a world where there's an elite class, which is them, and then there's the rest of us. And that's you and that's me. And I view them with something akin to absolute contempt. And I hope you do too. Thanks for listening.